们谢谢啊、林医生带领的青少年敬拜乐队，今天在这里带大家一起敬拜神。
We thank Dr. Lin and the youth group who just led our praising.
他们今天带领的非常好。
They did a great job.
我们一起来感谢他们，好吗
？We thank you.
六月份是我们的教会的宣教月。
June is the mission month of our church.
这个月我们的讲道的信息都会环绕在宣教方面。
The focus of this month's worship will be on mission.
宣教是教会的重要的事工。
Ministry is the important service of church.
也是耶稣基督在升天之前所吩咐的大使命。
It is the commission given by Jesus before he was taken up to heaven.
马太福音第28章第18到20节说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下的所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
宣教是神给当地教会的命令。
Mission is the command from God to our church.
是每一间在地上的教会要遵守的命令。
We should obey this command.
一间重视宣教的教会是一间成长的教会。
A church that features a ministry will be growing.
一间重视宣教的教会是有活力的教会。
Will be vigorous.
感谢赞美神，我们教会有我们的宣教同工会。
We thank God we have a mission committee in our church.
在教会推动宣教的施工上，这些委员会的成员他们付上代价筹备这个月的宣教活动。
They had a lot of efforts to promote our ministry and also coordinate the activities of this month.
这个同工会是由我们的赵纯执事所带领，我们请赵纯站起来让大家认识。
The committee is led by Deacon Zhao Chun. Please stand up.
他们的成员有王伟和邵洪波。王伟今天出差，好像是在出差啊。我们请邵洪波站起来。
The co-workers include 邵洪波 and 王伟。Unfortunately, 王伟。
我们谢谢他们。
We thank them.
宣教月活动的高潮是六月二十一号到二十三号，这三天有李亚丁牧师来到我们当中宣讲神的话语。
The highlight of all activities of this month will be on June 21st to 23rd. During the 3 days, Pastor Lee will come and share a message with us.
六月二十一号星期五晚上七点半，李亚丁牧师将会传讲低坛的信息。
The first message will be given on Friday at 7:30.
二十二号星期六晚上七点半是第二坛的信息。
The second message will give on the second day.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们预备这两天晚上两个晚上来参加聚会，地点是在这个地方。
Please get ready for receiving God's words in our church.
六月二十三号上午的主日崇拜是中英文的联合主日崇拜。
The following Sunday worship on 23rd will be a joint worship.
由李亚丁牧师来传讲神的话语。
And again, Pastor Lee will share a message.
崇拜结束后的主日学也是联合主日学，在这个地方由李亚丁牧师带领。
The following joint Sunday school will be led by Pastor Lee again.
在过去的四个月中，我们每个月的第一个主日都来思想21世纪基督徒所面对的挑战。
In the past four months, on every first Sunday, the theme of our worship was always the challenge we are Christians are facing in the 21st century.
现时代是一个变动当中的时代。
This is a transient age.
整个世界在改变。
The whole world is changing.
政治在改变。
Politics is changing.
社会在改变。
The society is changing.
人的思维在改变。
And human thinking is changing.
道德观也改变。
The moral standard is changing as well.
但是在这个变动的世界当中，只有神的话语永远不会改变。
However, in such an unsteady world, only God's words stand still.
神的话语是永远不落空的。
God's words never fails.
从亘古到永远都是一样。
From everlasting to everlasting.
神所赐给我们人类的使命永远不改变。
The commission God has given us never changed.
早在几千年前，记录在创世纪第十二章第一到第四节，神与亚伯拉罕立约。
It was written in Genesis chapter 12. God set a covenant with Abram.
这个约有几方面？
The covenant includes the following aspects.
第一，亚伯拉罕的后裔将成为大国。
The descendants of Abram will become a great nation.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
God will bless his descendants, him and his descendants.
这是第二点。
The second point.
第三点，亚伯拉罕的名为大。
The third one, God will make his name great.
第四点，万民必因亚伯拉罕而蒙福。
All nations will be blessed through Abram.
在历史的角度来看，我们看到亚伯拉罕的后裔多次离开了神。
From the historical point of view, Abram's descendants have left God for many times.
他们走自己的道路。
They follow their own way.
但是神永远持守着当初对亚伯拉罕的约。
But God keeps his covenant with Abram.
神也借着亚伯拉罕的后裔祝福了万民。
God also bless all nations, all people through the descendants of Abram.
耶稣基督来到世间成全了神的救赎计划。
He sent Jesus Christ to the world and accomplished his salvation.
今天我们成为何等的人，乃是神的恩典。
This is by God's grace, how we become today.
今天早上我们要继续要来看创世纪第十二章第一到第四节。
Today we will read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4.
我把经文放在上面，因为时间的关系，我们没有办法读。当我在讲的时候，你们就跟着经文来看。
You can read the scripture on the slides. Since the limit of time, I won't read it. Just read the scripture from the slides, please.
读完了这段经文，请问这一段经文的中心思想是什么？
After reading through the scripture, what's the main point here?
我们不难看到有两个重要的动词，这是中文的重要的动词哈，祝福和赐福。
It won't be difficult to identify two verbs here. They are two verbs in Chinese, but in English the translation is the same, which is a bless.
对于中国人来说，我们都很喜欢这两个动词。
For Chinese, this is a good word.
不错，神要祝福给全人类，神要赐福给他们。
God wants to bless all nations, all people.
神给人类的祝福是从亚伯拉罕开始。
And this blessing was from Abram.
神应许给亚伯拉罕，神要借着他来使万民得蒙福分。
God promised Abram he will bless all nations through him.
这里有三个要点。
There are three key points.
第一个要点是亚伯拉罕要离开。
The first one is Abram needs to leave.
亚伯拉罕要有信心顺服神，走神的道路，这是第二点。
The second point, Abram needs to obey God's leading by faith.
第三点是亚伯拉罕得蒙神的祝福，也要成为万民的祝福。
The last one, Abram will become a blessing for all nations.
这三点就是蒙福的祈祷。
These three points are the channel of blessing.
第一点我们要看的是亚伯拉罕要离开。
The first one to leave.
亚伯拉罕要这是蒙福的祈祷，第一点是要离开，他才能够得蒙神的祝福。
To leave, Abram needs to leave before he can be blessed by God.
创世纪第十二章第一节说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
神要亚伯拉罕离开他所在的地方，到一个不知道的地方去。
God wants Abram to leave where he used to be for a place unknown to him.
神没有告诉他去什么地方，那个时候神没有告诉他。
God didn't tell him where to go.
神只是说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
God just simply said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
神对亚伯拉罕的要求就是要亚伯拉罕有信心来信靠他。
God just asked Abram's faith.
要离开本地本族父家实在是很不容易。
To leave his country, his people and his father's hold is not easy.
因为当时的哈兰的城市是一个繁华的城市。
The city Haran was a very thriving city.
这个城市是商业的中心，是经商的要道。
It was a central business district and right on the path of a commercial trade.
这个城市也是一个大拜偶像的地方。
It's full of idol worshiping.
要离开这个繁华的城市，就要放弃在都市生活的丰富资源。
To leave such a nice place means to give up all the luxuries he used to enjoy.
亚伯拉罕也要放弃神父所喜悦的这个拜偶像的地方。
He also needs to abandon idol worshiping.
如果我是亚伯拉罕的话，我会这样问。
If I were Abram, I would ask.
我好不容易在哈兰的这个地方舒舒服服的住了下来，要我离开哈兰干什的？
I have settled down here. Why bother to leave?
如果亚伯拉罕不离开哈兰，祝福就不会临到他和他的后裔。
If Abram didn't leave Haran, the blessing won't come upon him.
祝福也不会临到万邦和万民。
The blessing won't come upon all nations and people.
只有离开，祝福才会来到。
Only if he leaves, the blessing came.
只有离开，才能够得到神为他预备的迦南美地。
Only if he leaves, he can get the land of Canaan.
各位，宣教就是要离开。
Mission means to leave.
离开束缚的地方，到神要指示我们的地方去。
To leave where you are used to be, for where God show us.
我们要离开到那些福音没有到过的地方去。
we should go the place where the gospel haven't been preached.
就要离开，就要放弃现有的享受。
To leave means to give up all the enjoyment you have currently.
边银波老师在他的《献给无名的传道者》的诗中有这么一段话。
Brother Bian Yunbo says in his poem of To Anonymous Evangelizer.
他这样说，是自己的手甘心放下世上的享受，是自己的脚甘心到苦难的道路上奔走。
It's your own hands to put down all the the enjoyment. It's your own fate who walked on the way to hardship.
教会的历史里面，耶稣基督升天以后，五旬节圣灵降临。
After Jesus Christ was taken up to heaven, when the day of Pentecost come,
门徒经历到圣灵的能力，彼得于是就站了起来讲道，有3000个人相信了主。
Disciples experienced the power of Holy Spirit. Peter stood up and addressed the crowd, and eventually 3,000 people accepted Jesus.
过后，彼得和约翰上了圣殿，在圣殿见到一个瘸腿的，彼得和约翰医治了这位瘸腿，在感谢和赞美的声中，彼得站起来做了第二次的讲道。
So Peter and John, afterward, Peter and John were going up to the temple, and they were stopped by a person who was lame, and Peter and John healed him. In the sound of praising and thanksgiving, Peter gave the second message.
彼得讲到的后有很多人信主，其中男丁，当然男丁就有5000个人。
After his preaching, many more people accept Jesus, and among them there were 5,000 men.
神的教会就从那个时候渐渐的就扩展。
Gradually, God's church was growing.
信徒也过着团契的生活。
Believers had a fellowship.
在耶路撒冷，信徒们享受团契的生活。
In Jerusalem, believers had a fellowship, enjoyed their fellowship.
但是这个不是神的心意，要他们继续在耶路撒冷。
But this is not God's will.
也因为耶稣基督升天过后，他讲了这样的话，他说：“当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得做能力。”
Before Jesus was taken up to heaven, he said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you."
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
神的心意是要福音从耶路撒冷开始向外扩传。
God's will is the gospel should be spread out from Jerusalem.
信徒在耶路撒冷是过着一个温暖的生活。
The disciples were living a comfortable life in Jerusalem.
结果逼迫来临。
But the persecutions came.
斯提凡寻到了。
Stephen was killed.
所以在八章第一节说，从这日开始，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 1, on that day a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles.Were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
如果我们继续读《使徒行传》读下去的话，我们就知道神使用了彼得和保罗，福音于是向外邦人传开出去。
God used apostle Peter and Paul, and the gospel was spread out through them.
福音就借着保罗一直把福音传到欧洲的地方。
The gospel was preached until Europe through Paul.
大概是1609年的时候。
About in 1609.
一位彼得清教徒为了逃避逼迫从英国就乘坐五月花号抵达了美国东岸的英格兰。新英格兰、
A group of Puritans fled away from England to escape the persecutions by taking the Mayflower to the New England area in the East Coast.
福音于是就在美洲的地方传扬出去。
And the gospel began to be preached in the States.
改教运动过后，大概18、19世纪，有一批的宣教士冒着生命的危险，将福音带到欧洲和带到非洲和亚洲的地方。
After Protestant movement, a group of missionaries, preached the gospel in Africa and Asia at the risk of life.
今天我们能够得蒙神的恩典，接受这个福音，得着福分，就是因为这批的宣教士，他们牺牲他们自己，把福音传给中国的缘故。
Today we can be saved and and get God's blessing just because the efforts those missionaries has paid.
弟兄姐妹们，福音要继续的传扬出去。
The gospel should be continuously spread.
世界的40之川，也就是只做北纬10到40赤道以北的地方的西非到亚洲的这一带。
The 1040 window locates at the latitude of 10 to 40 degrees north to the equator, includes Western Africa and Asia.
世界在这一片的土地上面有大批的未得之民。
There are a lot of unbelievers in this region.
这是一批人民还没有得着神的救赎恩典。
They haven't received the grace from God.
这一批的人民大部分都居住在伊斯兰教的国家里面。
The majority of the people live in Islam countries.
到底谁把这福音传给他们呢？
Who will evangelize those people?
就是我们中国人。
It's us, Chinese.
今天福音的棒已经落在我们中国人的手上。
This duty has been handed to us.
世界的变迁太大了。
The world is changing dramatically.
过去福音工作靠着大批的宣教士是传扬和建立教会。
In the past, the ministry has relied on the missionaries.
拆船的路上，宣教侍奉并非宣教士的专利。
But on the way of mission, evangelism is not only the privilege of missionaries.
过去宣教工作重点在布道之堂上。
The focus in the past was on preaching and establishing church.
因此在除了必备的呼召以外，神学训练以及长时间的投入成为新教宣教士必备的条件。
Therefore, aside calling, a long time training in seminary school and
is a condition. 是宣教士必备的条件。
Are all essential for missionaries.
21世纪的今天，需做宣教形式的多元化。
Today, the formats of evangelism has been diversified.
宣教的工作不再是单单靠做宣教士。
The ministry should not only rely on missionaries.
宣教的工厂需要有不同的类型。
the mission field can be in different format.
不同的恩赐以及不同的专长。
All of us are with different backgrounds, expertise.
也有不同的训练给信徒加入在宣教的行业里面。
And different trainings should participate in the ministry.
特别是在一些特殊的国家、好像东欧和中东的伊斯兰教国家，他们这些国家是不欢迎宣教士进入他们的领土。
Especially in certain countries such as Eastern Europe and some Islam countries, the missionaries are not welcome.
所以今天的宣教工作是要靠着专业的人士和商人的基督徒来完成。
Therefore, the ministry today should be accomplished by the professionals or merchants, Christians.
这些人就是你们科学家、医生、护士、教授、商人、英文的教师等等。
They can be the scientists, doctors, nurses, and English teachers, etc. among the audience.
这些专业人士要在工作上传福音，传扬神所吩咐的使命。
All of us should evangelize in our working place.
要为的是要见证福音。
To testimony the gospel.
金融海啸过后，欧洲和美国再走下坡。
After the financial tsunami, Europe and Africa, sorry, America, began to decline.
整个世界的眼目都注意在中国的地方。
And China attracts all the eyes from the world.
今天的中国已经不是过去的中国。
China is not as it was in the past.
中国的政治和经济的发展影响了整个世界。
The development of China in politics and economy influenced the whole world.
我们中国人是适应力最强的一个民族。
Chinese are very adaptive.
我们到哪一个地方都很容易适应。
And very easy to get used to anywhere we go.
我的观察是世界上有人的地方就有中国人。
There must be Chinese wherever occupied by human beings.
非洲是一块没有什么人要去的地方，非洲都有中国人居住。
For example, in Africa, such an undesirable place, we even have Chinese living there.
在那些福音很难进入的地区以及敏感的国家，最有效的传福音的方式就是以生命影响生命。
In those countries where the gospel is either hard to penetrate or either very sensitive,
以生命来影响生命。
The life movement will be very essential.
中国大陆的教会发展很快。
The Chinese church is growing fast.
中信主的人数增加。
The numbers keeps increasing.
可是仍然还有大批的中国同胞仍然还没有信主。
Unbelievers are still the majority.
中国本身就是一个很大的福音合场。
China itself is a big field of mission.
弟兄姐妹，神因你每个人的情况不同。
Brothers and sisters, God's leading on each of you may be different.
在我们所居住的山镇，就有好多还没有认识主的中国同胞。
In the Tri-Cities, there are a lot of Chinese who haven't heard about the gospel.
你在中工作的场所，你在实验室里面。
In your working place, in your lab.
是否有将你从神得来的祝福带给你的同事们呢？
Have you ever shared the blessing you received from God to your colleagues or friends?
如果有一天神也许要你离开山镇，到美国其他的城市，或回到国内去，去传扬福音，你肯不肯？
if one day God wants you to leave here for some other cities or even be back to China to for the sake of saving souls, are you willing to do so?
第二点，信心顺服走神的道路。
The second one, obeying the leading from God by faith.
讲到顺服，亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
With regards to obedience, Abram is the father of faith.
他凡事凭着信心顺服神。
He submitted himself to God in everything by faith.
神告诉他，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
You should leave your country, your people, and your father's household to where I will show you.
神要他离开，没有告诉他离开到什么地方去。
God asked him to leave, but didn't tell him where to go.
他只是说是往我所要指示你的地方去。
He simply said, to the land I will show you.
神没有告诉他去哪里，亚伯拉罕怎么去呢？
Without knowing where to go, what Abram should do?
往东、往西、往南、往北吗？
Should he go to the east, to the west, the south or the north?
神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐有两个字，我们要注意。就是中文的两个字。
There were one word here we should be noticed, which is.
是指示
which is a show.
神还没有把终点告诉他。
God didn't tell him the destination.
神要亚伯拉罕的是顺服神的指示。
God just wants Abraham to follow his guidance.
也就是一步一步跟从神的脚中心。
Just follow God's pass step by step.
人生的道路和方向也是这样。
The same as the journey of life.
一步一步跟从神的带领，靠着信心走前面的道路。
We should follow God's guidance and walking on the way ahead of us by faith.
弟兄姐妹们，亚伯拉罕得到祝福。
Abram received the blessing.
因为他顺服神，并且走神为他预备的道路。
Because he submitted himself to God and walked this path of faith.
万国万民也从亚伯拉罕的后裔当中得到祝福，因为亚伯拉罕顺服神。
All nations and all people all received blessings through Abram because Abram was blessed.
神要祝福你一生的道路，像亚伯拉罕一样，也要你将祝福带给其他的人。
God wants to bless you in the whole journey of your life and also wants you to bring this blessing to others.
多少时候我们有我们的计划，我们有我们的理想。
Many times we have our own plans and goals.
如果我们的计划、我们的理想和神在我们当生命当中的旨意不一样的时候，
if those plans and goals are not consistent with God's will,
我们就要学习放掉我们的计划和理想，来顺服神在我们生命当中的旨意。
We need to give up what we wish, but tend to follow God's guidance.
这样我们才能够得到祝福，别人也能因此得到祝福。
In such a way, we can be blessed and others can be blessed.
第三点，蒙福的渠道是自己要先蒙福，然后再将祝福赐给其他的人。
The last one is to be blessed first and then bring the blessing to others.
再温习一下刚才我们所读的，神对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Let's review this verse again. Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great.
神要叫亚伯拉罕啊，祝福别人之前，亚伯拉罕要先得到神的祝福。
God asked Abram to be blessed first before he can bring the blessing to others.
如果我们没有得到神的祝福，我们只能去祝福他人呢？
If we are not blessed, how can we bless others?
各位，你领受到神的祝福分没有？你是否已经重生得救，已经成为神的儿女呢？
Have you been saved? Have you become God's children?
如果没有，你就要来到神的面前，来接受神的救赎恩典。
If not, you should come before God and receive this salvation.
然后你才能够将福分带给其他的人。
Afterward, you can bring the blessing to others.
每一间奉主名聚集的教会都要参与宣教的事工。
Every church established in the name of Christ.
先主耶稣基督的命令啊，就是主耶稣基督的命令。
This is a command from Jesus Christ.
差传的事工是人不断的延续，是神不断的呼召。
Evangelism should be continued. Sorry, can you see it?
差传的事工延续是神不断的向他的子民呼召。
The evangelism can be carried out continuously because God's constantly calling.
每个基督徒都要参与宣教的事工。
Every Christian should join the ministry.
我们怎样参与宣教的事工？有四方面。
How can we be involved? There are following four aspects.
第一方面，在生活岗位上面参与传福音的工作。
The first one, evangelize the people around you.
向你的同事传福音，向你的朋友传福音。
To your friends, to your colleagues.
第二，参加短宣队的活动。
Second, join some short-term ministry team.
第三，在经济上面支持宣教事工。
The third, financially support.
第四，要成为代祷的勇士。
Giving your support by prayer.
在一本书叫做《祈祷出来的能力》里面有这样一段的话。
In one book titled as The Power from Prayer, it says,
他讲说，多祷告多得能力，少祷告少得能力。
More prayer, more strength, and less prayer, less strength, and no prayer, no power.
没有祷告就没有能力。
No prayer, no power.
Yeah. 中国的内地会戴德森曾经说过。
The founder of China Inland Mission, Pastor James Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
他曾经说过，如果我有1000英镑，中国可以全部支取。
If I have 1,000 pounds, China can withdraw all of them.
如果我有1000条生命，我不会留下一条不给中国。
If I have 1,000 lives, I will save them all for China.
戴德森没有1000条生命。
Apparently, he didn't have 1,000 lives.
当时借助他身体力行的卫生和推动，透过中国内地会，他差派了1000人的宣教士，7000多位的宣教士到中国传福音。
By his devotion and efforts and through the China Inland Mission, he has sent out more than 1,000missionaries to evangelize in China.
但愿我们的教会有更多的弟兄姐妹愿意回应神的呼召。
May more brothers and sisters among us can respond to God's calling.
去使万民做主的门徒。
Go and make disciples in all nations.
透过短宣，透过长宣，透过专业等等去传福音。
Through a short-term or long-term ministry, through your expertise and so on, to evangelize.
让我们成为一个流通的管子，让神的福分从我们身上流露出来。
Let us become a channel of blessing, and let the blessing flow from, let the blessing we received from God flowing out into others.
让我们来祝福更多的人，你肯不肯？
Let us bless more people. Are you willing to do so?